Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The faith of God's elect has been the same in all ages. Yet those who have lived since the incarnation of Christ and the plain revelation of His person and finished work do enjoy a more glorious understanding of redemption than those who came before. This truth is embodied and illustrated to us in the words of our Lord when He said, "For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." John saw the Savior, yet he died without a clear understanding of how Christ would secure the redemption of his people and establish his kingdom in the earth. The Jews assumed, as do many who profess to be the followers of Christ, that the giving of the law to Moses was an end in itself. Yet the unfolding of the gospel reveals that this law was merely a temporary measure designed to bring the sons of God to him, who is the true lawgiver and the Savior of sinners. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. The work which Christ came to perform was in part to satisfy the demands of the justice of God, which he revealed in this Mosaic law. The law of Moses, the offerings ordained therein, nor all of the priests combined could ever take away one sin. No sin was ever removed by any sin offering made by any Levitical priest, since sin is a much greater issue than that which is revealed by the Mosaic law. Sin existed and was condemned long before the Mosaic law was ever instituted. Sin is a condition of the heart rather than simply a breaking of a code. Therefore, the removal of sin required a much greater sacrifice than any which was described in the law of Moses. Therefore, it was necessary that an effective priest must come from a different order than that of Levi. This one, even Jesus Christ, who came after the order of Melchizedek, was just such a priest, having the power of an endless life and being a man with a perfect character. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. But Christ, being come an high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. He is a priest forever. He did not become a priest as an afterthought or according to some plan he hatched up to effect a remedy. Rather, he is that lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He came into the world as a priest of the Most High God, the only begotten Son of God, to perform the priestly work of sacrifice. As such, he has ever been the representative of his people, hidden in him from before the foundation of the world. His elect have never been without a priest before the throne of God. He is a priest forever. While the ages roll, he shall continue in this same priestly office and be glorified forever as that lamb slain, worthy of all exaltation. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. The priests of this world can only make intercession by groanings and prayers, but this high priest over the house of God makes intercession for the saints of God by his very presence in the heavens. He is a priest forever. No sinner who has fled to him for refuge need ever fear being cast from his presence, for he pitieth them, and they shall never be ashamed nor confounded, since he is their righteousness before the throne of God, where he sits as a king. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Christ is the perfect high priest over the household of God. He has fulfilled every jot and tittle of Moses' law, and secured eternal blessings for those who are the subjects of his ministration. Did Christ or sinners weep, and shall our tears be dry? Let floods of penitential grief pour forth from every eye.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.